Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
97301. Hey, I was just talking to another girl, and she just hanged up.
And you said that was 97341?
97301.
First and last name on the account?
I don't have no account with you guys. I want to know why there's a charge to my credit card from you guys.
Okay, what's the first and last name?
Andrew Fleck.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
1115 Madison Street, Unit 137. Salem, Oregon, 97301. I don't know if you don't have my address, I don't know what you shipped to the, according to the other lady, I don't know what you shipped to the house. We haven't received anything.
Okay, I've located
and whatever it is, and whatever it is, I haven't ordered anything, so it needs to go back to you guys.
Okay, I've located your account for the tackle bag that was ordered on February 21st. Looks like
the what?
The tackle bag. It was ordered on February 21st. Where you
what
the
tackle bag?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to, sir. You give me a moment to finish explaining. That was ordered on February 21st. Looks like the... You've also signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. They give you 48 hours to call in to cancel. If not, your bill is $56.95 each month. Now, are you stating that you did not order this tackle bag on February 21st?
Is it a black little bag? Is that what it is? I can send them back. I can send that bag back because it's not worth $56. Okay.
No, sir.
Were you guys on that Costco thing? Because that's pretty much a fraud that it's going on. I still have another pending charge. You know, I got the other credit card dealing with the same charge that I order some kind of a foot massage, and they send me like a toy, and they charge me $107, and that's in dispute. So if that little bag that it was sent out here for seven something, it needs to go back, because I'm not going to pay you guys $56 for it. No way.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get your address right now. And I'm going to send it back to you guys.
All right, so have you already disputed those charges with your credit card company?
You are not allowed to do any charges. I'm going to do a dispute with the credit card.
Okay. So you've already disputed those charges with your credit card company?
I got one, and I'm going to do this one
okay.
Right now.
Okay, so I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future billing. You'll get an email confirming the cancellation due to the dispute file. You will need to give us a call back with your credit card company on the line regarding those charges.
I need you guys to send the money back to my credit card, and I need the address where I can send that little bag.
Okay. No charges will be refunded, sir, due to the dispute file. You'll need to contact us back with your credit card company on the line. And the bag is yours to keep.
No, I need an address so I can send it back to you guys.
We don't have an address to provide, sir. This company has a no return policy.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do the... I don't have to call with a credit card or you guys. I'm just going to file the dispute. That's the way it's going to start. They will handle it. And who am I speaking to?
This is Sonia.
Sonia.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Do you have a supervisor?
Okay. Well, I'm more than capable of handling this call. There's nothing else anyone can here can do for you, but the account has been canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm just going to start. So your business is called HealthyWayToday.com?
No, sir. That's the name of the billing company.
Okay, I'm going to talk to my attorney. I'm going to file with this. I'm going to trace you guys. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.